My mother watched us from inside the house, propped up at her desk, grading papers. What are they talking about? She wondered to herself. Blood and guts, probably. Swallowing nails. Cheerful, manly things. She laughed aloud, then caught herself. That wasn't fair. She really was grateful for Lolo's solicitude toward me. He wouldn't have treated his own son very differently. She knew that she was lucky for Lolo's basic kindness. She set her papers aside and watched me do push-ups. He's growing so fast, she thought. She tried to picture herself on the day of our arrival, a mother of 24 with a child in tow, married to a man whose history, whose country, she barely knew. She had known so little then, she realized now. Her innocence carried right alongside her American passport. Things could have turned out worse. Much worse. She had expected it to be difficult, this new life of hers. Before leaving Hawaii, she had tried to learn all that she could about Indonesia, the population, fifth in the world, with hundreds of tribes and dialects, the history of colonialism, first the Dutch for over three centuries, then the Japanese during the war, seeking control over vast stores of oil, metal, and timber, the fight for independence after the war, and the emergence of a freedom fighter named Sukarno as the country's first president. Sukarno had recently been replaced, but all the reports said it was a bloodless coup, and that the people supported the change. Sukarno had grown corrupt, they said. He was a demagogue, totalitarian, too comfortable with the communists. A poor country, underdeveloped, utterly foreign, this much she had known. She was prepared for the dysentery and fevers, the cold water baths and having to squat over a hole in the ground to pee, the electricity's going out every few weeks, the heat and the endless mosquitoes. Nothing more than inconveniences, really. And she was tougher than she looked.